ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. This has been an historic week for organized labor, with major developments in two strikes, a three-day walkout by 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers ended ahead of schedule, with formal talks set to resume on Thursday on pay and working conditions. There's no agreement yet in the United Auto Workers strike against Detroit's Big Three, but there's progress. GM's agreed to unionize plants which make EV batteries.
We've been told for months that this is impossible. We've been told the EV future must be a race to the bottom. And now we've called their bluff.
Union President Sean Fain. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he is not resigning from Congress and that he's planning to seek re-election. An appellate judge rejected former President Trump's motion to delay his civil fraud trial while he fights a pre-trial ruling which could strip him of some of his properties. This is ABC News. Police in Florida say they foiled a school attack.
They found two hit lists allegedly created by three students at Creekside High School, south of Jacksonville, Florida, targeting classmates, one to injure and another to kill. And one, says St. Johns County Sheriff Robert Hardwick,
had an aerial views of the Creekside High School with areas basically circled that would have been good areas of an attack on these individuals in the list.
The sheriff also says they discovered two-way communication devices. Two 14-year-olds and a 15-year-old are in custody of Florida Juvenile Justice. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A Colorado funeral home is under investigation after authorities say they found more than 100 human remains improperly stored on the property. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says it could take several months to identify the decomposing bodies through DNA. Coroner Randy Keller.
I want to assure everyone that the loved ones in this facility will be treated with the utmost care and respect.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and three TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Romino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you. And what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you, have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do, or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well, and I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app, Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenaire.
Good morning, and welcome to the Friday edition of As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to be here with you. Greg Bach is on the board, and my very good friend, Carol Kane, sitting across from me in the studio today here in downtown Waukesha. How you doing, lady?
You know what? I'm doing good. I'm doing very, very well. Thank you. And you?
I am doing great. Greg Bach, I know you're running a little on fumes.
Oh, I'm doing great.
You're doing great.
I can't wait for someone to push me into a lake of coffee.
He's had the Milwaukee Comedy Festival is going on through this weekend, so
he's
had a very, very, very busy schedule.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, for sure.
Hey.
So, anyhow, you showed me more pictures of the baby. She's adorable.
She is adorable. Kristen and Mike's daughter, Frances, she's been sharing lots of photos with us. If you would like to take a look at Frances, all you have to do is go to our Twitter page, right, Greg? At As Goes Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin.
You can do that. Follow Instagram. Actually, Instagram and TikTok and Twitter.
And Twitter.
We'll all have that intro of Frankie Lou to the world.
Our newest listener in her As Goes Wisconsin onesie.
Right. I know. It's really cute.
It's
very
so
cute.
Yeah. And Kristen, the plan is, again, she's going to be joining us next Wednesday from 10:30 to 11. Still not sure if she's going to come out here and bring the baby with her, or if she's going to join us on StreamYard, but that will be next Wednesday, so we can give you
okay.
all kinds of Frances updates.
Great.
And let you know what's going on. Coming up next hour, we do have a couple of guests, including our friend Dr. Michael McCutcheon. We'll be here to fix your life. If you have questions for him about your relationships, or about your job, or your direction in life, you can always text in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, and we will have Dr. Mike take a look at your life.
Okie doke.
Right now, though, we're going to kick things off on a Friday morning with a little naked talk.
Okay, let's do it.
We all remember the World Naked Bike Ride in Madison last summer.
Uh-huh.
And
it happens here, too.
It does happen here, and I want you to share your experience in just a moment. But there was a 10-year-old girl whose parents brought her to the naked bike ride, and she participated in the ride. And is that appropriate?
No.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
If I had a daughter, that was these parents' decision to bring her to this. But now a GOP-authored bill before the Senate Committee on Health, Substance Abuse, Children, and Families will broaden the scope of Wisconsin's public nudity law to cover any nudity that is intentional as opposed to indecent exposure
Oh, got it.
Which is
how
it's defined right now.
Sure.
So Senate President Chris Kapenga said, if you agree people shouldn't be allowed to expose their genitals in public and that minor children shouldn't be paraded through the streets and photographed, then I encourage your support on these bills.
Okay. Well, okay. I wouldn't have done that with my daughter or my son, either one.
Right.
Maybe I'm a prude. I don't know. I just think that that's probably something that they should. They don't even know their own bodies at 10, you know. So why are we doing this? I don't understand. Now, that being said, it was a couple of years ago, and I was at Glorioso's Market over on from Brady.
Oh, sure, I know it well.
And my girlfriend and I were shopping, and we came out, and I was like, "What? What's happening? What's happening?" And it was the naked bike ride. And they were, what was funny to me was I felt bad for the guys because I'm like, those bicycle seats can be kind of rough.
Yes.
You know?
That's not necessarily very comfy.
No. And a lot of them, instead of, they were completely naked, but a lot of them had baseball caps on. It's like, what are we doing? What's happening?
Protecting their modesty.
And, but there were a number of, like, lining the streets. There were families watching this happen. And I was just kind of, I felt weird. You know, because they are completely naked. And it's not like they're, how do I put this? Body's beautiful?
Not necessarily. Well, and that's part of the whole point of this.
Right.
Is to promote body positivity.
Fine. You know, however you want to spin it. Fine. Fine. But I was transfixed. I couldn't stop. I was just sitting there, you know, and I literally went home and I was making, okay, don't write to me because this is the absolute God's honest truth. I was making spaghetti with Italian sausage. Okay. Let me tell you, I felt dirty with the Italian sausage. I was like, what are we? Oh, golly. But, I mean, there were hundreds of participants.
Oh, yeah. It's very popular. This new measure being proposed, Senate Bill 477, would bar individuals from bringing anyone under the age of 18 to attend an event at which a group of adult participants intentionally expose their genitals, buttocks, or other intimate parts in a public area.
Well, okay.
It would also prohibit anyone from taking photos of a child at any such event if the photo depicts nudity. And I, at least for me, that's where the issue comes in with this little girl being photographed. We have a lot of sick people in this world.
Right, right.
I don't think they need encouraged or help.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a big issue. Currently, state law prohibits publicly and indecently exposing genitals or the pubic area. The proposed bill eliminates the requirement that exposure must be indecent, instead replacing it with intentional exposure. A violation would be a Class A misdemeanor, each offense punishable by up to $10,000 in fines, 9 months in jail, or both. This is according to an article in the Wisconsin State Journal. So I guess my question for you, do we need this law? Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Dane County Supervisor Jeff Weigand said Thursday, proponents of this bike ride have said they believe this is about their freedom to protest. I ask, what about my freedom? What about my freedom to walk around, walk down the street, and not be assaulted by nudity?
Right. Well,
I would ask that person, what about, you know, all the people that you're proposing laws to hinder their existence? What about their freedoms? Why is your freedom more important than other people's freedom, sir? Why?
That's a good question.
Also, when we talked about this topic a while ago, this is when we got the call from a guy who said if we didn't support, basically, he said the fact that we weren't coming out wholehearted against this and chastising the parents, that we were trash.
Oh, yeah.
Trash icon.
Trash icon, Greg Bach.
Okay. Well, there's a difference between this being out there. Here's where I stand on this. I don't think that I should have to walk down my regular street and see this. If I'm on a nude beach, totally different scenario.
Absolutely.
I do this willingly, and I want to participate in, you know, my nakedness with all the other people. But if I'm just sitting, like, just right, Jane, we're sitting here looking out onto Wisconsin Avenue in Waukesha. I don't think I would like to see a whole group of naked people ride by. Am I a prude? I don't think so.
I don't think you're a prude. I do think American society as a whole is a little bit hypocritical about sex and sexuality and our bodies.
Right.
I do, but I don't disagree with you. I don't really want to see that. And when my husband and I were overseas, this is a number of years ago, we were in Greece and we did go to a nude beach.
Uh-huh.
Which was an interesting experience.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And as you said, it's not necessarily the ideal body type that's walking around in all their glory. But, you know, it's, again, it's about acceptance, body positivity. But I don't know if we need organized naked events. Don't we have nudist colonies for that?
Well, they're called naturalists now.
Oh, I'm sorry, naturalists.
Oh, there you go. We used to have Sunray Hills down in Burlington.
Right.
I don't think that exists anymore. And I've been there. When I worked for another radio station, we did our show down there.
Oh, you did?
Twice. And I will say this. I had to embrace it because I was there willingly. We were doing the show.
Sure.
But when we got... I was given a tour in a golf cart after the show.
Uh-huh.
And the guy sitting next to me
was
in the
naked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it bumpy terrain?
Well, I will say this. It was, I did see things that I really didn't need to see. Like there was a guy bending over backwards, fixing his roof as we drove by. And I was just like, oh boy. Look at that. There you have it.
I feel like I know you so well now.
Yeah. I mean, it was, but I had to accept and embrace because I was there.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, naked bike ride. Yes, no, what do you think? Karina from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Karina. What do you think?
Hi.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know, the question about personal freedom, I would say if you want to go naked, go ahead and make it. But don't make minors who depend on you a decision to do that. I don't care whether they wanted to do it or not. They are not responsible for what you are as an adult. And I think it's that exposure is a cheap exposure. This is not a child topic to talk about it. And children have to have a childhood and not standing in the parade naked for their parents. That my point. You want to run around with your, genitals hanging out left and right? All these goodies, I don't want to see it. But if you want to do it, fine, wonderful. Don't make other people do it, especially minors.
Thank you,
That's
Karina.
My understanding.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. If you want to check in on the naked bike ride, yes, no, nah, not so much. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 40. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 54. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, 39. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 50s. Once again, lows level off around 40 overnight. A high of 54 tomorrow. Lows level off around 39 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 46.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. 1.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matchlin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for the topic and the work that you do. Great show as usual. And, you know, who is responsible for keeping the country safe from the enemies within our country? You know, we got to get the politics out of national security, because they're using politics to cover up their criminal activities and their threats to the United States of America. There has to be somebody in our country that monitors these activities to keep us all safe. You know, and the sickening part of it is even our Supreme Court system being utilized as a tool for criminal activities. And I just think that, you know, I don't know, you know, how do we get the people to do their jobs? And who is watching over America? It's so obvious, Matt. You know, now I see things that Trump, you know, wants to be Speaker of the House. I thought, lock the door and don't let the guy in. I mean, it's like in your face, and it's like even the people, you know, from Wisconsin and the different people, you know, that voted not to accept our electoral college votes, you know, and it's on and on and on. And I want to bring up one more quick thing that's really been disturbing me, and that is how Republicans who fail to do their job, who have covered up for this guy, who don't take any responsibility for doing the things that America needs right now, blaming this border wall on Biden. Now, if you could explain it, because a lot of people don't get it, why he has to use this money. Because Biden has not had one iota of support, not one iota of support from Republicans, you know, as our elected president. All he has gotten is chaos and negative activity. I mean, the guy lost his son to brain cancer, and Republicans show pornography of his son, who was never in office in our country, on the floor. I mean, how much does this guy have to put up with when every day he works hard for all of us in this country, and I am disgusted by this. But most of all, who is keeping our country safe in our homeland security? Thank you, Matt. That's a big question.
Yeah, well, no, that's those are very good comments, Gene. And let me respond to a couple of things. First of all, Joe Biden is keeping our country safe. Thank God he's president. Trump is an agent of Russian intelligence. That's all he is. And one of the problems is, you know, this business, this clown attempt of his to suggest he might be speaker is all well and good. But he is running for president. If he gets back in, he'll appoint the head of the CIA. He'll appoint the Secretary of State. He'll appoint the Secretary of Defense. He'll appoint the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He will appoint the NSA advisor, the NSA committee that advises him. And he will this time put in not people like Jim Mattis, who is Secretary of Defense, or some of these other people. He will put in people who are also traitors to the United States. That is a real threat, in my view, number one. Number two, on the border wall, well, let me tell you two things on number one and two. Number one, the federal or the Labor Department jobs report just came out for September. Everybody, all the economists were assuming 170,000 new jobs. There were 336,000 new jobs, double, almost double what the economists had estimated. Unemployment has held at 3.8%. It's the lowest over 50 years. He's created 13.9 million jobs, almost 14 million jobs since he's been president. He's only been president less than a full term. Joe Biden has done a superb job economically. He's done a superb job in every other respect, bringing NATO together and standing up to the Russians. And on that border wall, most people don't understand this. We had hundreds of miles of border wall that was built by Democratic and Republican presidents, including Obama. Why is that? Because, you know, when you're on the border and places that are urban, if you don't have a border wall, the road doesn't make any difference. A lot of places, it's not the Rio Grande. People just walk down a street. The fight with Trump was that he wanted to build about 900 miles more border wall, which was unnecessary. But anything that Biden's doing now to extend what Congress had appropriated funds for, and this is in the El Paso area, it's an urban area, is absolutely something that should be done. And it's been done by Democrats and Republicans before. I'm going to a break. I see you on the lines out there. Do not hang up. I will get back to you in order right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care. I don't know why she's riding so high. Should've think twice, should've do right by me before she gets to saying goodbye. Should've think twice, should've do right.
And the mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. This has been an historic week for organized labor with major developments in two strikes.
A three-day walkout by 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers ended ahead of schedule, with formal talks set to resume on Thursday on pay and working conditions. There's no agreement yet in the United Auto Workers strike against Detroit's Big Three, but there's progress. GM's agreed to unionize plants which make EV batteries.
We've been told for months that this is impossible. We've been told the EV future must be a race to the bottom. And now we've called their bluff.
Union President Sean Fain. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he is not resigning from Congress and that he's planning to seek re-election. An appellate judge rejected former President Trump's motion to delay his civil fraud trial while he fights a pre-trial ruling which could strip him of some of his properties. This is ABC News.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
if you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done,
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripes cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York into Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York, and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Kripes cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Claire of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Claire?
I want to know how come people can run for public office, especially president, anyone in the chain of command there, that doesn't pass a background check before they even are allowed to run. I mean, it's a little late once they're in office.
Right. There's a, in the Constitution, the idea in a democracy is you sort of open it up, but the one thing that they can't avoid is they have to be at least 35 years old to run for president. If they're 33, they can't run. They also have to be natural born citizens. To me, that always meant they should be born in the United States, but Obviously, somebody like John McCain is a hero. His father was an admiral. He was born on the Navy base in Panama, but, you know, that's U.S. territory. The one I didn't like was Ted Cruz. He was born in Canada and his father's Cuban. Somehow he runs and the Democrats don't bring a court action to throw him off the ballot. He's no good. But you know, the thing about the security clearance, I think that's very funny because you wouldn't have thought to ask that question when it was people like Truman, Roosevelt, Eisenhower, Kennedy, people like that. But look what's happening. It's unbelievable. I love the call. Thank you, as always, and look forward to you calling some more. Next up, stay on the phone. Do not hang up. I'll get you in order. Tom of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hi there. I am curious, as Trump wants to have a skiff built so he can peruse all these documents. Who in their right mind, especially after all the things that have just been brought up in the last week about him, would let him do that? Why are you letting him look at documents again? Say, oh yeah, I remember that. Now with his blabbermouth, he can go and tell everyone things he just read.
Right. Thank you for the call. What Tom's referring to, a skiff, that's the term they use for an incredibly secure location in which to review classified documents. And it's monitored. You can't make copies. You can't bring in your phone and all that. Trump asked that judge in Mar-a-Lago to let him build a skiff in his own house, which is a joke. Trump is a Russian agent. Initially, I thought she wasn't going to. So I don't know if Tom has new information, if she's permitting it now. That's got to be immediately appealed. He's a traitor. But in this case, any document that's going to be submitted into evidence, he'll have to travel to the skiff in Washington, D.C., walk in. And you're right. Here's the deal. He can't bring a phone in to take a picture. He can't get a copy, that kind of thing. But remember something else. He also was president for 4 years and was doing this for 4 years. He already knows a lot of information. He is a traitor. One of the reasons that the penalty for the Espionage Act was death was precisely because then he can't say what he remembers. We've gotten away from that now. The last person that was executed for that was in the early 1950s, the couple that stole the nuclear secrets and gave them to the Russians. So I agree. He should not have a skiff in his own house. That's absurd. But they're going to presumably let him in to look at some documents. But one good thing you should know is that when it comes time in a trial like this, and these are espionage type documents, the judge is supposed to permit evidence to a jury, because remember, a jury is an open court. Anybody can walk in. The courts in the United States are open. Russian agents could walk in. There should be a paraphrase of the information that's sufficient to put the defendant on notice, but not give away the secrets. Thanks a lot for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Bill?
Good afternoon, Matt. Great topic. You were talking about criminals. Tell me your take. Did the federal Supreme Court say Section 14, Article 3 of the Constitution is not important? How did they address that and say you're not going to use that?
What Bill's referring to is that a lawsuit was brought to bar Trump from the ballot, and the U.S. Supreme Court refused to do it. Now, there's six tarantulas, and I don't trust them. And several are bribed, including Clarence Thomas. He's bribed. He's a corrupt judge. But what they were going on, I think, and it was done in sort of a minute order, it's called. It's not a full opinion. I think was some scholars will say it only referred to Civil War people like the Confederates. I don't think that's true as a matter of constitutional law, and most scholars would agree with me. It's not true. But secondly, there'd have to be a trial with proof. You and I know the proof, but that he was the one that launched the insurrection, and that's what Jack Smith is getting at right now. So I don't know if they did it because it's premature or why they did it, but that's what they did. Thanks a lot for calling, Bill. Neil of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Neil?
a little explanation. But the trial, when the trial goes to in Mar-a-Lago, and everything goes perfect, and he's found guilty, Trump is found guilty of this and that and that, can the judge overrule the jury? Is that what they call a set-aside verdict?
Yes. This is a criminal case, by the way, not a civil case. But in a criminal case, what's happened is there will be a motion to dismiss. In a civil case, it would be called motion for directed verdict. But in a criminal case, Trump will bring a motion to dismiss. His lawyers, if they have anything on the ball, every criminal defense lawyer does this. They bring a motion to dismiss after the close of the state's evidence. So the prosecution will put on its evidence, then it'll say, "We rest, Your Honor." At that point, there's a motion to dismiss by the defense. The judge can dismiss it if the judge concludes that even if the jury believes everything that the plaintiffs put on, everything, and by this I mean the prosecution, because it's a criminal case, nevertheless, no reasonable jury could say beyond a reasonable doubt that he had done these things, she dismisses. Now, here's the problem. In a civil case, the same motion is frequently brought, but it's called a motion for directed verdict. But that's appealable in a civil case. In a criminal case, if the prosecution puts on its proof, the judge dismisses it, it probably is not appealable. And I'm afraid that Eileen Mercedes Cannon may do that, because the defense will say it's double jeopardy. In other words, he has to go in there a second time listening to the same evidence, blah, blah, blah. So that's a real problem. Many people don't understand that judge, Eileen Mercedes Cannon in Mar-a-Lago, is essentially an extra lawyer for Trump. She's a Trump agent. She kneels before El Gordo and kisses the mistletoe on his belt buckle. What she did in stopping the government from reviewing the documents, remember that, after the subpoena and tying it up for 3 or 4 months, gave him enough time to announce. She's first generation from Colombia, and I've had people call me, say, "Matt, don't say that, because a lot of first generation people here have done very good, very well." I agree with all of that. But what I'm saying is, no first generation person in this country should be given a lifetime appointment, not a lifetime appointment. Because with a lifetime appointment, if you have one who remembers the authoritarian culture of her native land, this is what happens. It's a real problem down there, a very serious problem. Okay. Karina Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Karina?
Hi, Matt. Well, you know, the whole situation with the military secrets, and there is no respect from this man. If you're going to ask me to give him one of my smallest secrets, would not agree, because this man he doesn't have a respect to anyone, only right. Himself. He doesn't have a respect, because this is where it's coming from. You do not respect your own country. You are not a patriot. You nobody. How could you give a secret of somebody else to anyone when you are responsible for the safety of the secret? This is a very simple matter for me. Even with all bad stuff you can say about Putin, Putin is not a spy for another country. So thank God, because that would be scary if every president in every country will sail on the free market, because he's not even selling those, giving those secrets under the table. He's just putting it out there in the world to see. Oh, my God. Right. And I want to have an opinion, if you have one. How you feel about all these generals who were appointed by him now coming out and saying, God save America, because if this man is going to be one of the, at the presidency, we're all effed up.
Right. Excellent call, Karina. And you're referring to, there are 24 members of his cabinet and his senior officials, including military, who have come out and said that he is unfit for office. It would be a danger to the country. And I have a separate segment on that, which I will get into. But you're absolutely right. John Kelly's one of them. General Mattis is another one. And these are people who know him well, and their loyalty is to the country, not to Donald Trump. Thank you for calling. Bill of Shorewood, you're next. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Just two quick additional points on the jobs report. In the 32 months of Joe Biden, seven times as many jobs have been added as in the 16 years of Bush 41, Bush 43, and Trump. And the second point is, and this is my last point, since 1989, which was the end of the Cold War, the United States of America has added 50 million new jobs. 48 million of those 50 million jobs were added during Democratic Party presidents. That's 96% of the additional jobs since the Cold War. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bill, for that excellent call. That's very, very important information, and thank you. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, and to get to the point on the language of the Constitution under the 14th Amendment, it says in insurrection or rebellion. It doesn't say in insurrection or rebellion. So it doesn't apply just to the Civil War. It applies to any insurrection or any rebellion. And as to the Section 2 of that same amendment, the 14th Amendment, abridged in any way to the right to vote should apply to our recent election of Judge Protasiewicz, because the Republicans are attempting to abridge the results of our election of Judge Protasiewicz. I would propose that it's a direct violation of our state's constitution, which includes the United States Constitution when it comes to the right to vote, including the 14th Amendment. I mean, and that's what I'd say to Robin Voss and any of the others of these clowns, is that in invoking this attempted impeachment, they are violating their oath of office to the Constitution of the United States and to the state of Wisconsin, and call them out on it and say, you guys are just oath breakers. Pure and simply, you are violating your oath to the people of the state of Wisconsin and to God, because they all invoke God when they do this. I mean, there's no requirement in the oath of office to say, you know, so help me God. I mean, this is kind of a formulary thing that they put in there that, in my opinion, you should just be doing it on your own integrity. You shouldn't be dragging God into it, because, you know, if you have no integrity at all, I mean, God can't correct you.
Right. Yeah, that's an excellent call. And you're right about the 14th Amendment, because it does talk about insurrection or rebellion. And it does not say the insurrection or rebellion. It was put in because Andrew Johnson succeeded to the presidency after Abraham Lincoln was killed. And he was pro-Southern. He was from Tennessee. So he immediately was putting Southerners and Confederates back in positions. And the Republican Congress put through the 14th Amendment, which he couldn't veto because this was a constitutional amendment. Listen, thanks for the call. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. Hand grips the throttle, new gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike, and the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jazz Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 40 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs around 54. Lows dip down to about 39 tomorrow night. Overcast skies. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 50s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 40 overnight. We should top out at 54 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 45.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome to Matt Funderick. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Donald Trump endorsed Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Jim Jordan, GYM Jordan, for speaker. Let me tell you something, why under no circumstances can he be permitted to be speaker. And it's not just because I don't like him. Here is the deal. You may recall that on January 11th, 5 days after the January 6th coup attempt, Trump inexplicably gave Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan the Medal of Freedom without any explanation as to why he deserved it. The fact is, he was in on the coup. He was one of the leaders of the coup right from the start. Liz Cheney, on January 6th, and I think a lot of Liz Cheney, told Jordan to get away from her because, quote, this is what she said to him, "You effing did it," end quote. Liz Cheney said to Jim Jordan on January 6th, "You did it." At the University of Minnesota yesterday, Liz Cheney gave a speech. And in the speech, she said the following, I'm quoting from it. Jim Jordan knew more about what Donald Trump planned for January 6th than any other congressman. Jim Jordan was part of the conspiracy in which Donald Trump was engaged to overturn the election. There were a handful of people, and he was the leader. He was the leader of the handful of people who knew what Donald Trump had planned. Ask Jim Jordan, quote, "Why didn't you report to the Capitol Police what you knew Donald Trump had planned? You were in the meetings at the White House." Now, she went on to say in the speech, if the Republicans decide that Jim Jordan should be the Speaker of the House, there would no longer be any possible way to argue that a group of elected Republicans could be counted on to defend the Constitution. That is what Liz Cheney said. She is the archetype of good Republicanism, of good conservatism. There are three candidates right now who supposedly are going to be in the running for Speaker. Steve Scalise of Louisiana, Jim Jordan of Ohio, and Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma. They're all bad news, but Jim Jordan can't be permitted to be the speaker. And not because of the reason we call him GYM Jordan or that he covered up sexual abuse by the team doctor of the Ohio State wrestling team. There are 18 Republican congressmen who are in districts that were carried by Joe Biden. They can't possibly vote for Jim Jordan as speaker. 18 of them. There are 221 right now, 221 Republican votes in their caucus. And newsflash, Kevin McCarthy's apparently thinking of resigning from the Congress midterm. That would bring it down to 220. But they're 221 right now, and it's going to take 217 votes to elect the speaker, because apparently there are only 434 seats right now, or 33 seats right now. Two are somehow vacant. He can't be permitted to be the speaker. Steve Scalise, on the other hand, is the guy from Louisiana who described himself as, quote, David Duke without the baggage, end quote. And this guy, Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma, is truly a bad right-wing guy. All of these people, in my judgment, would betray the United States in foreign policy, betray Ukraine. This is not a good situation. We're going to go to the lines. I see you on the line, but I want to have this final statement. If it goes to multiple ballots and nobody can do it, I urge my Democratic friends in the House to get behind Tom Cole of Oklahoma. He's a Republican. He initially expressed interest. He's a member of the Choctaw Nation. He represents the area that has the University of Oklahoma in it. He has an undergraduate degree from Grinnell, a master's from Yale University, and a doctorate in British history. He's a very, very reasonable guy. He's a conservative. But we're not going to get Hakeem Jeffries in there now. You cannot have Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan. Go to the lines. Joe and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Thanks, Matt. Just a couple of points for consideration. Number one, apparently Trump did this blabbermouth a bit about our what we have on our submarines 3 months after he left office. I would ask the question, what is going on there? What does he get by blabbing this to one of the world's biggest billionaires? This guy is big in cardboard and has a worldwide empire in recycling. He's a billionaire. What did Trump get out of this action? The second thing I would ask is, what would happen to a submariner if they blabbed this information to the 45 people that this man did? The third thing I would say is, interesting that Jim Jordan is coming out and is being supported by Trump. We do recall that Jim Jordan had made phone calls to Trump on January 6th and has refused a subpoena to come and talk about that. And the last thing I would say is, my understanding is that if Jim Jordan is elected speaker, he will then be part of the Gang of Eight, which is the group of eight people in Congress who are able to receive the highest level of information about intelligence in the United States. I'd love your reactions to these items if you can. Maybe it needs to wait till Monday. Thanks, Matt, very much.
Right. Thank you. A couple of things. First, even worse, Jim Jordan would be second in line for the presidency right after Kamala Harris. If something happened to Joe Biden, it's Kamala Harris and then Jim Jordan, number one. Number two, this billionaire, Trump spills his guts. He knows it's going to be circulated. This billionaire spoke to 19 foreign agents or foreign countries. He spoke to 45 other people. Trump knew it to get around. Number three, I think Trump said this to Putin in some of those private meetings. Trump betrayed the secrets from an Israeli undercover agent who'd penetrated Al-Qaeda, and they had to withdraw him for his own safety. That is Trump. But the biggest threat with Jordan, among all other things, is he would be second in line for the presidency. We're going to the end of the show. I see you on the lines. I'm sorry I can't get to you now. Call back on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate. Great callers today. I really appreciate all my callers. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place Monday. I'm signing off for today.
There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming
ABC
on the
News,
Civic
I'm
Media
Mark
app.
Remmel.